Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Jana Churchill. Jana is the Director of Student Services at Northern United Charter Schools, which is in Humboldt County, California. Jana, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I would love for you to touch on your school, tell us a little bit about your school, your role, and some of the challenges that you're facing there.
Yeah. So we're a very different kind of school. We call ourselves kind of a personalized learning school. So we're an independent study charter school, and we're a countywide school. So what that means is we have students all over our county that are enrolled with our school, and we're TK through 12. And we do have kind of like satellite centers all over the county. And so with the independent study, we have students that are kind of on that more traditional model of home-based independent study. But then because we have these satellite centers, we have students that even come to a center 4 days a week. And, you know, from 8:30 to 3:30, a very traditional model kind of program. And then we have students that do it all in between. And so we have students that might come to a center one day a week to receive some tutoring. We have maybe, you know, certain students come just for a math class a couple times a week. We have enrichment classes that families will choose to enroll their student in. And so there's a lot of flexibility in our school, which is wonderful. And we can really focus on the family needs and the student needs. The biggest challenge with being so spread out, and a lot of our families live in very rural areas, is like, how do we build that community and that belonging feeling when, you know, we're all so spread out? And,
yeah.
You know, we have families that, you know, struggle with getting electricity. So how do we, you know, do virtual learning with those families? So
yeah, for sure.
Come up with a lot of challenges.
Yeah. Has it gotten any better since the pandemic? I know one of the things, since everybody went remote, it was like, you know, everybody was supposed to have access to the internet, and that was something that was being worked on.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, we did okay during the pandemic because of our students and our population. They were already used to it.
Right.
So a lot of our families were already working at home and Zooming in with their independent study teachers. I think the harder ones were the students that were coming more to the traditional model looking centers.
Right.
Wow. It definitely getting back into the centers and back with one another. I definitely see the positives coming back with that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You don't always get to see what's happening with a child if you don't see them. Yeah. So that I, as a speech therapist, like I said, I was a speech therapist. Then I started doing teletherapy in 2011 and have worked with many, many schools that are similar to exactly what you're talking about. A child logs in and you immediately, if you know that child, you know something's not right. There's something happened. There's just that social emotional piece of it is just so evident when they, you can just see it. You can see it in their face. You can see it in their demeanor. And even as an SLP, we are all counselors to a certain extent, right? And you just stop and you just go, okay, well, everything I had planned today, no, we need to get past what's happening with this child first, right? Before we can even get them to a place where I can work on their goals. So, you know, the dog died or grandma had to go home or, you know, who knows, a million different things. But you just, as an educator, you pick up on that and you just go, what's happening? Where are you? Why are you sad? You know, so that you can get them past it. So, because they're coming to you with that baggage, and it's just, it makes it so hard sometimes to, but you know, it's an opportunity that we get, obviously, to work with that child individually and help them through the tough spots too. So,
yeah, we definitely try to do a lot of focus on that just because of, you know, some of the families, like the students that are home for a lot of their week. You know, we want to make sure they still have experiences with peers. You know, I mean, a lot of our families choose this alternative education for varied reasons, but we still want to have them feel like they're part of a community, especially amongst, like, you know, a lot of our high schoolers. That's a big thing. You know, we have a lot of high schoolers that just want to go on home independent study and just be home and, you know, kind of minimally interact. But, you know, we know that that's not always best for them in a sense. So we're constantly trying to think of ways to pull them into, you know, community events and interacting with peers, whether it be virtually or in person.
Yeah, for sure. It's an interesting model. Now, for those people that don't know, so one of the questions that I can see somebody saying is, well, who's their teacher then? How do they get their education if you're not the one that's in front of them all the time? Can you give our listeners a little bit of how that works?
Yeah. So our pretty traditional home-based students, they're all assigned an independent study teacher. And so that teacher works with the families around curriculum, around enrichment activities. And then that family will meet with the independent study teacher periodically. And it's really dependent on the family. That's why it's so personalized. We have mm-hmm. some families that meet weekly with their teacher because they have that need to meet more regularly. We have other families that really have been doing this for a long time that don't need that high level of support. And they might meet once a month with their teacher to turn in work, get new work. And then the students that are enrolled in our more like center-based programs, we have an elementary middle school site, and that they have, it looks pretty traditional. It's like one teacher for, it's small class size. So like one teacher for about 12 to 15 students. And then our high school is really interesting because a lot of our high schoolers can be dual enrolled in the community college as well.
Right.
And so our high school looks almost more like a college experience where students come to the center for certain classes, and then they'll do other classes at home. And so they'll have an English teacher and then a math teacher. So just like the students' programs, our teachers, it varies with how that looks as well.
And then you're the director of student services, which is special education. Okay, add that layer on for us.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, that one, it's really interesting. I came in to this position during the pandemic. So in 2020, I started this position where
bless you, you are brave.
Virtual. Yeah, right. I was a teacher before and I was like, I've got to get out of the classroom. I got to, you know, but So everything was virtual when I first started. And that was a definite learning curve, especially around that, you know, that community feeling coming in and trying to find the needs of the school in our special ed population, and doing it all virtually was pretty challenging. But we have a really great team of education specialists, and, you know, their roles are very similar to the teacher roles. So we have like one that focuses on the home study students. We have one that goes to the center at the elementary site. We have one that goes to the center at the high school. And so we're able to keep our caseloads pretty low, which is also very helpful.
Yeah.
We are a small charter school. I think our total numbers, we have about 300 students in Humboldt County. And then we do have a sister school out in Siskiyou County that has about 150 to 200 students. And so we do have low case numbers, which is very helpful. I think one of the biggest challenges for them is making sure that the students are getting their service time and progressing on goals.
Right.
But what's also nice is it's very individualized. They're able to like do a lot of one-on-one work with the students because their caseloads are small.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that Lighthouse Therapy, which is my company, we've been doing with similar schools like what you're talking about for the last 6 years. It is, it's such an incredible opportunity because you really are, IEPs are individualized education plans, right? And so in a model like this, it really is individualized, and you really get, but you still have that team. You still have that team of professionals that are partnering with parents, right? So that the child gets the services that they need and that they can do that so successfully and not have to drive, you know, an hour. Some of the kids that I've seen that this works so incredibly well is that mom that has six kids. And, you know, she's trying to get one child with special needs to all of her appointments and still trying to make sure the other five kids are getting their stuff done. And you add that virtual piece and now it's like, oh, I don't have to drive. Oh my goodness.
Right.
Yeah. What a concept.
We have a lot of families like that too. Like a lot of large families that will do the home study, but then they'll all come to the resource center at the same time and do enrichment classes. They're multi grade level classes too, which is really, really fun to see. You know, you've got older kids working with younger kids, and it's nice to see those things too.
Yeah. And it really focuses, you guys are focusing in on the needs of the child and not just test scores and meeting whatever regulations there are. I mean, I know you still have to do some of that, but it's a beautiful model. I homeschooled my kids for 8 years, and then they went to traditional school for a while, and then we homeschooled for a while once I started doing teletherapy, actually. And then they wanted to go back to high school. My youngest wanted to play football, and then he ended up being a wrestler. So he went back in eighth grade, and he was my social butterfly, and he just flourished in a traditional high school. But it was specific to each one of your children, and it's such a beautiful thing to be able to do that.
I'm
kudos to you guys for continuing, but and yet still you're meeting the challenges, because there are challenges, and that's the piece of it. So is staffing ever an issue for you guys? Are you how do you manage those challenges, I guess?
Yeah, staffing can be difficult. I think a lot of the related services, so like the speech, the OT, those pieces are really hard because we are a smaller school, so we don't necessarily have a full-time position for a full-time speech or a full-time OT. So we do a lot of contracting out. Mm-hmm. We've sometimes reached out to the other schools. Like right now, we're sharing our speech pathologist with another small charter school in this area. And so we really look to our community to kind of support one another. And that's the beauty of living in a smaller place like this. But
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. I have one other question that I ask all of my guests. If you could miraculously solve one challenge in the school, what would you want to solve?
I would love to get kids outdoors more. That would be my big goal. I think there's so much powerful learning when students are in their natural world. And I really feel like we've lost touch with our natural world a little bit.
Get them off of their devices.
Yes. And it's funny to say that because, you know, a lot of our students are getting their schooling on a device.
Yeah, I get that.
So just having more opportunities to reconnect with our natural world, I think, would be amazing.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. It really is, you know, screen time and school time and outdoor. You know, I'm a product of the 70s, and I saw a meme, and somebody was like, you drank from a water hose? Why were you drinking from the water hose? Why didn't you go in the house? We weren't allowed in the house. You go out and go play, and you come back for dinner, and I don't want to see you until then. That was a different world. It was, but we were out.
I remember that feeling of the warm water.
Yeah. Or you turn it on and make sure it runs for a while till you get the hot water out, right? Yeah. Because it's been sitting there baking in the sun all afternoon.
Kids don't know that. They don't know that experience anymore.
No. I remember, too, there was a public service announcement. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? Can you imagine that today? It just is.
They're sitting at home inside. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I would never have dreamed of raising my kids the way that I was raised, because we just lived in a different world. We grew up in a different society. And I love to say that kids are digital natives now. They don't know a world without technology. My daughter hates that. She's like, but I'm like, it's true. They don't know.
It is true. There is one last thing I did want to just mention with our school that I'm very proud of that we do, and it kind of goes along with getting students back out into nature. We have a program called ORB, and it stands for Outdoor Resiliency Building Education. And it kind of came out of us realizing, hey, we've got these students on independent study. They're at home a lot. They're not interacting with peers. Let's get them outside doing stuff with one another. In Humboldt County, we live in such a beautiful area. We've got ocean. We've got forest. We've got lakes and rivers. And it's just a great place for that kind of thing. So on Fridays, all of our students are on home-based independent study. But with that, we have this ORB program that's run by a teacher and two of our counselors. And they get a group of students together, and they do a little bit of like resilience building, social emotional learning activities. And then they get them out in nature. They paddleboard, they rock climb.
Wow.
They ride bikes, they go play golf, and they talk about, you know, resiliency and all those wonderful character traits.
Fantastic. So. Yeah, that sounds, I need to join your orb group.
I know, right?
Get me there. Yeah. Yeah. We live in Corpus Christi and we're actually on Padre Island. So the beach is right here and right. I look out my window and I see the water, but I'll tell you, when you run a company and it's right there and you can have it, I don't take advantage of it as often as I should. And, mm-hmm. you know, again, it's like easy to pick up your device and do whatever, but, you know, making yourself go outside. We just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary and my husband and I, we went down to South Padre and we got a couple of kites. And so we've been going to, I mean, I got an easy kite. He got the hard kite. I just want one that goes up in the air and it's fun. And there's lots of wind here, so you don't have to worry about flying a kite. But we did. Sunday night, we went to the park that's just around the corner and flew the kite. And then he took me for ice cream. And it was super fun. It was just outside. Yeah. It was just like, I need more of that. I definitely need more of that. So,
I haven't even thought of that. I'm going to let the teacher of the org program know about flying kites. I don't think they've done that. That would be, I mean, it's windy here too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you're on the other coast.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm on the Gulf of America. You're on the Pacific Ocean. But it's still the same wind, right? We're still getting that wind. Mm-hmm. So for sure. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm glad I could help.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. All right. Well, Jana, thank you so much. I could talk to you for an hour and a half, I swear, we have so many similar experiences and things we've done in our careers. Sounds like we've been in education just about as long too, but it's been a great conversation. Where should people go if they want to learn a little bit more about you or about Northern United Charter Schools?
So we do have a website. It's NUC. So we call ourselves like NUX. So it's, and you can just do a search, northernunitedcharterschool.org. It also comes up as nux.org.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much once again. It has been a real pleasure to speak with you today.
Yes, I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.